but I am in the Christ. You get it? Who knows, that's important dealing with demonic spirit stuff. You better know who He is so you know who you are, so you know who He is. You get it? Or you're going to be caught up in fear or go off on some wild goose chase tangent and get into works and try to do something to defeat the enemy that's already crushed. Watch this. Why are people healed? Are people healed because the way we pray and how we pray? People are healed because of Jesus, because He died and rose again. The only reason anybody's healed in the name of Jesus is because of what He accomplished. All we need to do is attach our heart and faith to that and continue in that faith till it becomes an all-consuming fire and revelation in our heart. You get it? But they're not healed because of your great prayer or my great prayer. They're not healed because you did something right. They're healed because He paid the price. They're only healed because of Him. And we get to appropriate that and release that through Bible faith. See, the word believe means fully convinced. Now, if there's one area that we have not been fully convinced in, it's the area of healing and restoration, deliverance, and all that stuff. We got lots of questions and we've got lots of believing through all our experiences. And I hear people say it all the time when you're preaching or you're talking to them personally, especially. They say, yeah, but I know this one guy, but this one sister, and one time we prayed in this, and they got all these experiences screaming against the Word of God. I wonder what's right, our experience or the Word of God. I wonder if we should give our experience the power to change the Word, or if the Word actually has the power to change our experience. So if my experience doesn't agree with the Word, I need to press into the Word so the Word gets released in my heart with revelation and my experience goes into agreement with the Word. Instead of redefining and rewriting the Word and adding all these little cliches and one-liners that cause actually contradiction, confusion, and